Joseph Flynn is an African-American man. Melanie Koss is a Jewish white woman. They focus on how to have constructive conversations about difficult topics as part of marginalized communities. Koss teaches courses on children's and young adult literature, highlighting issues of diversity.
So I do what I do because it took me a really long time, and I'm still learning about the realities of our world and systemic racism and hate and prejudice, and it's really important to me to be able to talk about it with others, to bring things to the forefront. And for me personally, I tend to do it a lot through children's and young adult literature.
Koss said she wasn't always conscious of social issues.
Because I was ignorant. I wasn't stupid, but I was ignorant because I didn't know. And I'm still learning. I'm still challenging myself to learn what is social justice, what is systemic racism, why is our world not a meritocracy?
Flynn teaches education and curriculum at the university. He said there's a lack of empathy in American society.
When it comes to sensitivity, Americans have a tendency to just turn a blind eye. I think we give a lot of lip service.
Everyone likes to think they'll speak up when they see or hear something offensive, but Koss said that's not always the case. She said constructive dialogue happens best in a welcoming environment.
I would like to say that when confronted in a situation, I would speak up, but I think it doesn't always happen. It happens when I feel that it will be received in a way that it won't be too confrontational or negative. And I think, unfortunately, a lot of the times we have the conversations with the people that we already can have those conversations right. with.
Flynn says most conversation around race is sparked by negative stories.
I've been thinking lately about the idea that when we talk about racism, when we talk about race and all these identities, we tend to always start the conversation in a drastically negative place. Mm-hmm. You know, oh, an unarmed black kid got shot by a cop. Let's talk about race now. Oh, somebody dressed up in blackface. So let's talk about race now.
Flynn says productive learning can't happen when discussions look more like debates.
People stake out their position. I mean, I'm an expert at this stuff, y'all. I've been studying this systematically for 25, 30 years now. I've read a lot, I've seen a lot, I've written a lot, I've taught a lot, and people will still look at me to this day and say, oh, well, that's just your opinion, as though it means nothing. And that really pisses me off.
Koss explains how being aware of yourself and your advantages is important in order to have these conversations.
I think is a really important idea is when Joe walks out of the house and people see him, he's a black male. But like that's who he is and that's how people see him. If I walk out of the house, people first see me as a white female. They don't necessarily know I'm a hidden minority being Jewish. So aside from the fact that I'm wearing a Jewish star around my neck and I'm very open talking about it, I can hide if I want. So I do a lot of social justice work and it's really important to me and to who I am. But if I just am tired of engaging, I can just close the door, so to speak. I don't have to fight the fight all of the time, whereas Joe does. And so I think that that's something for us to be aware of too, that if you're a black woman, that is how you are seen and perceived with all the baggage and all the great stuff that comes with it. And you can't get away from that. Whereas if I want to, I have white privilege. I can. So I think also being aware of who the people around you are and the way that they have to walk and engage in the world, even just that awareness and reflection in and of yourself, you're actually starting to do those conversations. They're just with yourself.
Flynn said self-reflection can be a challenge.
I've seen interviews on TV with like self-avowed white supremacists and Klansmen where they say, I'm not racist, I just don't want to live around them. I think especially when it comes to racism, that's a part of the reason why it's really difficult to have conversations with white folks about race because no, I don't know a white person who wants to be labeled racist. And so when you say something that they may have done was racist, it immediately throws up blinders. But I'm not racist. And it was like, yeah, you might not be, but you did something that is. So let's just deal with that. Racism for white folks becomes that Achilles heel that is constantly being guarded. There's a lot of vulnerability in exploring one's own identity.
To deal with being called out on doing something offensive, whether you intended to or not, don't get defensive.
It's not that you do something or say something that might be ill, it's how you deal with it in the aftermath. If somebody tells you, yeah, what you just said was offensive, the worst thing you can do is turn around and say, oh, you know, and get all hot under the collar and act a fool about it. Just apologize. There's a part of me that feels like all of this is just not rocket science. It's not. It's just about being a human being and recognizing that other people have different experiences and they're just as valid and legitimate as yours. And that's across all of these identities.
Flynn suggested using entertainment instead of divisive news stories about race and identity to have productive dialogue about difficult topics.
You want to try to find vehicles that ease you into the conversation rather than just waiting for some kind of event to happen. Because when an event happens, you're just operating off your gut instinct, and it's oftentimes not a critical engagement. But if you watch Black-ish or Black Klansman, or if you're really bold, 12 Years a Slave, material that is designed to engage and encourage discussion, do it. The worst that'll happen is somebody will say no, and you still get to watch something good anyway.
Koss said taking small steps into sensitive topics can go a long way.
The conversation doesn't have to only be around race. There's so many other ways that people are marginalized or othered. So race is an obvious one that we often talk about, but it can be really scary to jump right in and start talking. So baby steps. Maybe go somewhere that is a little bit out of your comfort zone and try to meet new people. Maybe talk to the people around you and try to find ways that you're similar to each other, or ask questions about things you notice that are different.
I'm Mia Padlawan.